This morning, we're going to talk about great compassion and bodhicitta. So this is one of my favorite topics. And as Mahayana practitioners, the essence of our path is great compassion and bodhicitta. So they say that when you, when you stir milk, the cream comes to the top as the best part. If you stir the Buddhist teachings, the best part that comes to the top is compassion, great compassion and bodhicitta.
就如说我们在搅牛奶的时候，对吗？那个牛奶的精华会浮到它的上面。那一样的，在我们修行中，当我们在修行的时候，那菩提心就是我们整个修行生活的精华。And
so I know for myself that even though I don't have great compassion and I haven't actualized bodhicitta, just the thought of them really sustain me in times of difficulty.
老师说，虽然他本身还没发这个大悲心，还有菩提心，但是他也知道，想到有这种心态的时候，当他遇到了挫折、遇到了逆境，会使他有那个精力继续走下去。And
give my life meaning.
那大悲心和菩提心也给法师的整个生命带来了很多意思。I
think without great compassion and bodhicitta, my life wouldn't have any meaning.
那法师觉得，如果没有大悲心，没有菩提心的话，他整个生命其实是毫无意义的。So
this is quite important, and we'll be talking from Chandrakirti's text, the supplement to Nagarjuna's treatise on wisdom.
那我们今天会从月称菩萨的入中论的一些记文开始谈起。And
usually, when somebody explains one of the shastras or the treatises like this text by Chandrakirti, usually they would start by paying homage to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
那当有人要开始谈到这些论文的时候，他们一开始会先总赞菩萨还是佛陀。But
Chandrakirti starts out differently by paying homage to great compassion. And so it really caught everybody's attention and really emphasized the importance of great compassion. So we'll go through the verses that start his homage to great compassion. Yeah, we'll read them out and then I'll explain them a little bit. Okay. So this explanation could actually go on for years, but we'll abbreviate it.
我们其实是可以花几年一起来修读这几啊这些记文，但是我们今天就是简短在今天早上把它讲完。
Yeah, although it would be really nice to stay here and study this for years, wouldn't it?
但是有机会留在这里这样修读几年哦，一直在读这些大悲心的记文，其实是一个很好的一个学习的机会吧。
Okay, so there's four verses. I'll read them in English, and then you'll read them in Chinese.
所以有四个寄送文，然后法师会先以英文阅读，然后我就念那个中文的翻译。Okay,
Shravakas and solitary realizers arise from the excellent sages. The excellent sages are born from bodhisattvas, the mind of compassion, non-dual awareness, and bodhicitta. These are the causes of bodhisattvas. Compassion alone is seen as the seed of a conqueror's rich harvest, as water that nourishes it, and as the ripened fruit that is the source of long enjoyment. Therefore, at the start, I praise great compassion. Like a bucket in a well, my graders have no autonomy. First with the thought I, they cling to a self. Then with the thought mine, they become attached to things. I bow to this compassion that cares for my graders. Homage to that compassion for my graders, seen as evanescent and empty of inherent existence, like the reflection of the moon in rippling water.
初有种子长如水，常时受用若成熟，故我先赞大悲心。最初说我而折我，次言我所折着法，如水车转不自在，原生性悲我静矣。众生犹如动水月，见其摇动与性空。
Okay, so let's start with the first two lines that say the Shravakas and solitary realizers arise from the excellent sages. The excellent sages are born from bodhisattvas.
So we first start with the two lines.
Okay, so the Shravakas and solitary realizers, do you know what they are?
你们知道声闻缘觉的意思吗？
Yeah, they're beings who strive for arhatship based on having very strong renunciation of samsara.
所以这些人声闻和缘觉就是发了非常强烈的出离心，从中就他们的修行的目标就是要证阿罗汉果。
So they don't strive for full Buddhahood. And they don't generate bodhicitta.
So, 声闻和缘觉就没有发菩提心，因为他们的目标不是要成正等正觉的佛果。
Yeah, but they're still amazing practitioners because they understand the Four Noble Truths, the 12 links of dependent arising, and they have a very strong renunciation of samsara.
但是他们还是发了非常强烈的出离心，他们也了解到四圣谛、十二缘起，所以在修行上，他们也是非常的，也是圣人。So
the way in which the Shravakas and solitary realizers are born from Buddhas is that they hear the teachings on the Four Truths and the 12 links of dependent origination from the Buddha.
所以为什么说声闻中佛能往生，就是从佛中升起声闻和缘觉，就是因为他们是听了佛陀的教义，他们才开始修他们的要成阿罗汉的道。And
by meditating on and realizing these teachings, then they accomplish the arhatship.
那就是听闻了佛陀的教义，他们去进修，去思维它，然后慢慢的这样修了。
Okay, so the Shravakas and solitary realizers are born from the Buddha. The Buddha is born from bodhisattvas. So the Buddhas are born from bodhisattvas in the sense that bodhisattvas, when they practice, they become Buddhas.
Okay,
so the way Shravakas and solitary realizers are born from Buddhas, and the way Buddhas are born from bodhisattvas, is the meaning of the word born is different.
所以当我们说声闻和缘觉是从佛而生出来的，然后那我们也讲佛是从菩萨而生出来的，在这两者中，生的这个字有不同的意思。Because
in the first case, the Shravakas and solitary realizers being born from Buddhas is because the Buddhas taught them. In the second case, born means that the bodhisattvas become Buddhas.
所以在第一个例子中呢，当我们说声闻和缘觉是从佛所生，是因为是佛陀教导声闻和缘觉，他们才成阿罗汉。但是在第二个例子中，当我们说佛从菩萨而生，那在第二个例子中，生的意思就是成为的意思，是菩萨会成为佛。
So in that way, the Shravakas and solitary realizers indirectly arise from bodhicitta or bodhisattvas. Yeah.
所以也可以说，声闻和缘觉是不是直接从菩提心而产生的？但是就是好像因为是以菩提心发了菩提心成佛之后，然后从佛再生声闻和缘觉。
And in this way, we can really see.How the Buddha's, how the Buddha is important for those practitioners, even though they themselves don't strive for Buddhahood.
所以从这里我们就看得到，有佛是多么的重要，对声闻和缘觉也是非常的重要。因为虽然他们没有发愿要成佛果，他们也是仰赖这佛陀的教义，才能达到他们在修行上的果。
And in a similar way.All the goodness in the world, all the virtue in the world can be traced back to the Buddha who arises from bodhisattvas who arise from bodhicitta.
那同样的整个宇宙整个世界的善法你都可以把它 你都是缘起于佛然后佛的缘起就是菩萨那菩萨从哪里产缘起也就是菩提心所以所有世界的善法你都可以把它找回它的缘起就是菩提心
Because we all create virtue because other people have taught us the value of good ethical conduct the value of generosity even on an ordinary level
所以我们之所以会修善法就是因为有其他人教导我们他们教我们道德行为的重要所以在我们很凡夫的这个境界上也是靠别人所教才会修善
yeah, So without somebody like the Buddha we would kind of be lost Now you may say Oh, but not everybody in the world is Buddhist and they still create virtue Yeah.
所以其实我们没有佛陀的教义真的是会很就是还是很迷失很疑惑但是可能你们会说，哎，这整个世界不是说每个人是佛教徒嘛？那有些是非佛教徒的人也会修善呢。
Now that's true, but from a Buddhist viewpoint, we say that Buddhas can also manifest as practitioners of other religions, if that is a way to benefit sentient beings.
但是从佛法的观点来看呢，佛陀也能化身成非佛教的。教师，然后如果他能从中而利益到众生，他就会以非佛教的教师的那种化身来教导别人。
Yeah, because the Buddhist path, is per se is not necessarily what everybody needs at this particular time in their spiritual development.
因为修学佛法不一定是所有众生在他们在那个生活旅程的当下所需要修的法门。
To attain Buddhahood, eventually, yes, they need the Buddha's teachings. But right now, some people may be at the level where talking about God or some other kind of spiritual path is more suitable for their mentality.
所以当然如果要最终要成佛果的话一定要学修学佛法修菩萨道但是有些人他们目前的境界目前的根基就比较善于谈到上帝啊如何在那种有相信上帝的范围中修善
Yeah, so in that way the book, you know, by manifesting as teachers in those other traditions that, you know, can help sentient beings then the Buddha can also help them.
所以如果佛陀以非佛教的教师的那种化身显现出来教导众生这样也可以给他们带来很大的利益。
Yeah. So this is one reason why Buddhism is very open-minded in accepting of other religions.
所以因为这个理由这种想法我们身为佛教徒就非常的对其他的教义非佛教 的教义都很通融比较开放、
And why we don't insist that everybody now must convert and become a Buddhist because it's the only true path for everybody and if you don't join it you are going to hell
对我们身为佛教徒也没有坚决要求你马上一定要相信佛陀的教义如果不相信的话你一定会下地狱
okay、because we realize okay for some people right now another path makes more sense but if they can learn ethical conduct forgiveness generosity kindness from that other path then that's good
因为我们了解到对其他的众生他们相信其他的宗教的教义其实是对他们比较有益的然后如果他们从中还会行善还有继续进化自己那这对他们和所有整个社会有很大的利益
Yeah, and over many lifetimes especially if they're able to come in contact with Buddhist objects and teachings and have those seeds planted in their minds then after many lifetimes then they, their minds will be ripe enough to join the Buddhist path
那久而久之生生世世中如果这些众生有机会接触到佛法还是接触到好像佛像等等的那些圣物那之后他们会种下佛种那以后就会开始修学真正的佛法
Yeah, so I see this kind of way of speaking of things as a strong point of Buddhism because unlike many other faiths that say everybody should join their faith right now we're very open-minded and tolerant of people who think differently as long as they create virtue
所以法师觉得我们这种比较通融比较开放的想法对待其他的宗教其实是佛教的强处因为不像其他的宗教时常坚决说哦，每个人一定要相信同样的教义反而身为佛教徒我们是以宽容的心去对待其他的宗教
okay. This doesn't mean that we become passive if other religions are encroaching on our religious freedom
但是这也不表示说我们如果其他的宗教有牵涉到我们佛教社的时候我们就变成好像很顺从
Yeah. For example, you may remember some years ago in Afghanistan, these huge Buddhas that were carved into the side of a mountain, and the Taliban went and blew them up because they said they were idols of other religions.
那你们可能记得在阿富汗好几年前，他们在山上有雕刻极大的佛像。反而被了那个塔利班的政府炸毁了。
Yeah. And the Buddhist community didn't say very much.
那当时整个佛教社区好像很漠然，没有说出话。
Yeah. And I think that was a fault on our part that we should have stood up stronger and said, you know, this is something valuable to us, and in addition, it's a world heritage site, you know, because these things were carved many, many centuries ago and are valuable as part of world culture. And we should have stood up and said something and tried to prevent them from blowing the statues up.
所以法师觉得当时佛教徒没有比较坚强地站出来说话让这个塔利班的政府知道这是不只是对佛教徒非常珍贵的佛像也是整个世界的文化遗产所以这是非常宝贵的不应该去把它给炸毁真是希望我们站出来阻止这种行动
So, but the way we stand up is not by rioting in the streets and throwing bombs and doing terrorism you know, that's not the way we do things
但是我们所谓站出来说话的那种立场不是说在街上扫乱啊开始做暴乱丢炸弹等等
Yeah, but we can have public gatherings, we can write letters, write petitions, contact people who have power.
但是我们可以说写信给那些政治人物，他们有在政治上有权力的人物，还是在公共的场所集合，就是和平的集合。
Yeah. So it's very important as Buddhists to be aware of what is going on in our country and in the world, so that if our religious rights start being encroached, then we are able to act and try and prevent that.
所以身为佛教徒，我们也要对我们自己在国内和整个世界的那些境况有一点了解。因为如果我们在宗教上的权利开始被侵涉，还是有人开始约束我们宗教的权利，我们就可以开始行动。
Yeah. Praying is not enough.
光靠祈愿是不够的。
Yeah, we have to act.
我们是要有实际的行动。
Yeah, so we can pray, Buddha, 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 please reverse climate change.
我们可以在那里祈愿说啊，佛陀，佛陀，佛陀，请你把整个世界那个天气的变化把它给转变。
Yeah, we pray very hard. We ring bells. We hit drums.
那我们就在那里祈愿啊，打鼓啊，敲锣。
Then what's Buddha going to say to us?
那佛陀会跟我们说什么？
Yeah, he's going to say, "You people created the problem. You fix it."
佛陀会回复，哎，是你们人所制造的问题啊，那不如你们自己去解决好不好？
Yeah, don't pray to me and expect me to do it while you go have tea.
你不要说在祈愿佛陀努力，那你们全部去喝茶。
Yeah.And it's true, isn't it? If we're the ones who create the problem, we should, you know, do something to stop something like climate change.
因为如果问题是我们所制造的，像气候变化，那应该是我们去努力去把这个问题解决掉。
Yeah, and that's going to start, first of all, with how we run the monastery.
那这里就从我们如何管理我们的常住的事物而开始。
Yeah.And cutting down on our use of plastic, not using styrofoam, not driving when it isn't absolutely necessary.
那我们就可以说减少用那种泡沫塑料啊，还是用就是那种很难就是会污染到整个环境的那些物品嘛。我们在常住内就可以开始减少的用这种物品。还有也不要一直出外驾车，只有需要的时候才驾车出去。
Yeah, so you might be saying, why is she talking about climate change? She's supposed to be talking about this ancient text.
那为什么法师要谈到气候变化呢？不是要谈这个古文吗？
Because what's the use of talking about an ancient text if we can't apply the teachings now to our lives and our world and benefit sentient beings?
因为如果我们一直只谈到古文，而不能把古文中的那些教义，运用在我们日常生活中，利益众生，那我们学古文其实是没有意义的。
Yeah. So I talk about climate change and what we can do as Buddhists because I travel a lot, and with all respect to all the Buddhist temples and Dharma centers and monasteries I visit, I see that we waste.So much, and we waste a tremendous amount, and we pollute a lot.
那法师要谈到这个气候变化的问题，因为法师时常到世界各地弘法，然后虽然他也是非常尊重所有的道场啊、佛教中心不同的佛寺，但是他也从他的在外弘法的经历中看到，其实，在佛寺我们也浪费很多资源。也制造了很多污染。
Yeah, we have so many little snacks, each individually wrapped. Yeah, all of that creates garbage. We serve meals on styrofoam plates or in paper containers. That creates garbage. We use wooden chopsticks that you use once, or plastic forks and spoons. We toss them away.Producing all this stuff pollutes, and throwing it away creates more pollution. Because where do we put all this garbage?
就好像在用点心的时候啊，那些点心都是一个一个用塑胶袋包着，还是我们就是用一种可以很容易丢掉的餐具啊，用一次就丢了，这样我们就这样制造了好多垃圾，然后这个垃圾到底要放到哪里去呢？就当然就是给整个环境带来很多污染。
At our monastery, we recycle as much as possible, and as a way, a result of that, we have very little actual garbage to throw away. And we try and buy things in bulk. We don't have the little, you know, individually wrapped things. And so we try and save in that way.
So in our 常住，我们就是尽量回收所有能回收的物品，然后我们也是大量购买食物，就不要说买那种一个一个这样包装的，这样就会减少垃圾。
Okay, and climate change is really something we need to be aware of, because if the climate changes, there's going to be a lot of social upheaval and a lot of suffering, not only of human beings but also of animals and all the other living beings we share the planet with.
所以我们都需要意识到整个气候变化的这个现象，因为将来也会带来很多在社会上的转变，也会给动物啊，人不只是给人类带来苦，也是给所有周遭的动物也开始带来很多苦。
OK，
好不好？
They recently had a march by young people across many countries. This happened just a week or two ago. Yeah. And I think it would be wonderful if Buddhists, you know, because we're known for a religion of compassion, if we join these kinds of activities, because we will gain the respect of society for talking about things that are important.For the lives of living beings.
就好像最近有好多整个世界的青年啊，站出来为了气候变化好像游行示威吧，可以这么说。所以他们这样站出来，法师是希望所有的佛教徒也会参加类似的这些游行，就是因为我们身为佛教，整个世界也知道我们是要发大悲心的一个宗教。所以如果我们在社会有做出这样的表现，也会鼓励别人来相信佛法。
Okay, so that was a digression, which I often do. Let's come back to the text.
刚才就是离题了，我们来回到原文来。
Okay, so the next two lines, Chandrakirti says, the mind of compassion, non-dual awareness, and bodhicitta.These are the causes of bodhisattvas. So Buddhas were caused by bodhisattvas. What are the causes of bodhisattvas? Compassion, non-dual awareness, and bodhicitta.
所以刚才说佛父从菩萨生嘛，那就下两句告诉我们，那菩萨是从哪里来的呢？就是以大悲心与无二慧，菩提心是佛子因。那就大悲心就是。菩萨就是来自大悲心和无二慧。
Okay, now we can easily understand how great compassion is a cause for bodhicitta, because we need great compassion is the wish for sentient beings to be free of all dukkha. Yeah, dukkha meaning all the different kinds of unsatisfactory experiences in samsara, and the causes of dukkha.
所以，要意念到大悲心为什么是菩提心的因缘呢？就是比较容易了解，因为当我们谈到大悲心的时候，就是那种想要所有众生离苦和苦的因的那种心态。
Yeah. So it's important for us to understand what dukkha is. Dukkha is often translated as suffering, but suffering makes us think.Only a very gross suffering. So I keep the Sanskrit term.
So, yeah, 法师现在是谈到梵文的这个 dukkha， 对吗？不懂中文有没有翻那个梵文？
Yeah.
平常是翻苦吧，对吗？但是在英文当我们讲到苦的时候，它整个的意念比较还是比较限制性， 所以法师喜欢用梵文的 dukkha， 因为这样才比较可以比较精致的了解到到底佛陀谈到 dukkha 的时候是谈什么，因为不只是我们所面对的苦。那法师会现在解释。
Because we might look at somebody who's sick or injured or who lost somebody dear to them and they're grieving, and we might have a lot of compassion for that person with very overt suffering. But people who are rich and famous, we often don't have much compassion for them.
就因为说我们通常看到有病苦的人啊，还是他们最近有亲人已经死了，他们还在那里做丧事，心里感到非常的悲哀，我们就很容易会对他们起慈悲心。但是当我们看到有钱人还是很名誉很有名的人的时候，我们反而就不会对他们有慈悲心。
But this is a problem on our part. It's a fault on our part if we only have compassion for people who are overtly suffering. Because all the people who seem happy now are actually walking on the edge of a cliff. And at any moment, they could fall over.
所以如果我们只是对那些很显明在受苦的人发慈悲心，其实这是一个过失，因为那些好像现在看起来很快乐的人，其实他们是在一个山崖的那个边缘在那里走，他们随时都可能掉下去。
Because we could be very happy one day, you know, get in a car accident and be paraplegic after that.
然后所以好像说我们今天好像很快乐哦，但是随时都可能发生车祸。那下一刻发生车祸之后就残废了。
And we see, you know, people who are very rich, the stock market goes down, they lose their wealth.
我们也看得到那些很有钱的人呢，如果经济衰退的时候，那一夜中也是就变成破产。
Yeah, people who are very famous and powerful, they get called out because of corruption.And all of a sudden, they find themselves in prison.
很有名利、很有权利的人，好像如果发现他们有贪污，那隔一天就坐牢了。
So there's nothing stable about samsaric happiness.
所以我们在这种轮回中所得到的快乐，在娑婆世界得到的快乐，其实是不是稳定的
？Okay. So we talk of three kinds of dukkha. The first is the obvious suffering.The second is the dukkha of change, the fact that you know, we can be happy one day and miserable the next, and you know, nothing, our happiness easily changes into suffering.
所以我们谈到有三种 dukkha 还是三种苦嘛，对吗？所以第一种是苦最显现的苦，第二种就是坏苦，那就是我们在整个娑婆世界一直不断的转变的那种苦。
Then the third kind of dukkha is just the fact that we're born under the power of ignorance and polluted karma.
那第三种苦，那行苦，就是我们因为我们的无明还有有染污的业力，使我们造成我们在轮回。
And as soon as we're born, then we're going to experience aging, sickness, and death.
那我们一再生的时候呢，就马上一定会。
Yeah. So it's kind of strange in society when a baby is born, we all are so happy. Oh, there's a new baby. But from the moment that baby is born, unless they die in the next moment, they're going to experience aging and sickness. And then, you know, eventually death. So...You know, why are we so happy about birth and samsara?
在世俗的社会中呢，当有生小孩的时候呢，每个人就觉得，哎，这是应该随喜啊，要庆祝啊。但是如果这个婴儿不在下一刻死的话，他一定也会要去承受老和病的苦，最终这个婴儿也会死。所以，如果在娑婆世界，我们都是要受生老病死的苦，为什么当生孩子的时候感到这么快乐呢
？True, isn't it? Yeah. So, so having compassion for beings, all sentient beings who experience these three kinds of suffering is the mind of compassion, which is the first cause of bodhicitta.
Or
bodhisattvas, I should say. Now, you read this verse, and a question comes up, because somebody becomes a bodhisattva the moment they generate stable and spontaneous bodhicitta. So, if the arising of the realization of bodhicitta and becoming a bodhisattva occur at the same moment, how can bodhicitta be a cause of a bodhisattva? Because a cause also always has to come before the result. So bodhicitta should come before the resultant bodhisattva.
所以当我们读这个偈文的时候，可能会有这个问题说，诶，但为什么会说菩提心是佛子的因呢？因为当我们一发菩提心，马上，当你有很巩固，不用自发的菩提心的时候，就成为了菩萨。但是因跟果，因一定要在果之前，产生嘛。那就怎么能说菩提心是佛菩萨的因呢？
Yeah, causes always come before results, don't they?
因一定是要在果之前发生，对不对？
Do you ever have a cause that comes after the result?
有没有说因在果之后才发生？
Yeah.
没有吧。
First you pick the flower, then you plant it.
直接摘花才去种花，不可能吧？
No, it doesn't work that way.Okay, so here when it's talking about bodhicitta being a cause of a bodhisattva, it's not talking about the actual realization of bodhicitta being a cause of a bodhisattva, because that actual bodhicitta occurs at the same time that someone becomes a bodhisattva. But it's talking about the cultivation of bodhicitta, for example, that we do in our practice.
所以在这个偈文中，当我们说菩提心是菩萨的因的时候，在这里谈到的菩提心，不是那个当下你真的去完全的证悟菩提心的那个时刻。因为当你在证悟菩提心的时候，你就马上会成为一个菩萨。所以当我们说菩提心是菩萨的因，我们是谈到这整个在培养菩提心的过程，就好像我们现在修行的过程中，一步一步在。
Okay. So there's many ways to generate bodhicitta. In the Tibetan tradition, we have two principal ways. The seven cause and effect instruction and equalizing and exchanging self with others.
So there are many ways to generate bodhicitta. In Zhang Chuan, we have two special ways. One is called the 七因果之门的修心法。
So there's no time today to teach those to you, but I think Venerable Jen Kerr can do that.
So, 今天没有时间谈到这两个修菩提心的法门，但是将来副院长一定是可以跟你们解释。
And then in the Chinese tradition, there's the seven round practice.To generate bodhicitta, where you think about your relationships with your elders, your peers, your juniors, and so on.
那在汉传佛教也有一个七步的发菩提心的法门，对吗？就是去思维到你跟你的长辈啊，跟你的父母等等的那些关系，那从中就发菩提心。
Okay. So the actual bodhicitta.That happens at the same time somebody becomes a bodhisattva. That is compared to eating sugar cane, where you really have the sweetness of the sugar cane very directly.
所以你真正有证悟到菩提心的时候，真的去发菩提心，那在那一刻成为菩萨，他们通常会把这个成菩萨的那一刻比喻成吃甘蔗的感受，就是吃得到那个甘蔗的甜味。
But the practice that we're doing to try and generate bodhicitta is compared to eating the bark of the sugar cane. It's sweet, but not as good as the real sugar cane.
但现在我们正在进行的所有的前方便啊，这些慢慢修菩提心的法门，就比喻成好像在吃那个甘蔗的皮，就还是有甜味，但是当然不比真正的吃甘蔗那么甜。
Okay, so compassion, bodhicitta, those are the two causes of bodhisattvas. The third one is non-dual awareness.
那菩萨的因就有大悲心，有菩提心。那第三个因就是无二慧。
Now here another question arises, because somebody could say bodhisattvas generate bodhicitta, then they practice the six perfections, and when they come to the perfection of wisdom, that's when they realize non-dual awareness. So if the realization of non-dual awareness comes then, how can it be a cause of bodhisattvas? Because somebody has to become a bodhisattva before they fully practice the perfection of wisdom.
所以可能又有人会发问说，我们要先发菩提心，对吗？成了菩萨就开始修六度，六波罗蜜法，然后是第六个才会修到般若，对吗？所以是要先成为菩萨才去修智慧嘛？所以为什么要说无二慧又是菩萨的因呢
？Okay, so here, yeah, the non-dual awareness.It doesn't refer to an Arya's meditative equipoise on emptiness that directly sees the nature of reality. It doesn't refer to that mind.
所以当我们这里谈到无二慧的时候，就不是谈到圣人他在观修空性的等谛中已经那里完全的证悟到空性正见，不是谈到这样的了解。
Yeah, that direct realization of emptiness is non-dual in the sense that the subject, the mind, and the object emptiness do not appear separately.
所以当我们谈到这个修空性的等应中的那种对空性的了解、
yeah.
在那一刻能源跟所缘就是无二，对吗？整个心就是只有察觉到空性。
The mind and its object, yeah, the wisdom mind and emptiness are completely fused so that you can't see them as different.
就在那种境况下呢，那个心跟它的所缘完全是融合在一起，那我们的心跟空性就是这样融合在一起，你是察觉不到有分为二。
Yeah. And this is the very precious realization.That actually cleanses our mind stream and can cut off the defilements from their root.
那这种证悟到空性的时候非常的宝贵，因为是这种心态可以完全的净化我们的心，使我们的无明和烦恼完全被断除。
Okay, so that's the non-dual awareness that is generated through practicing the perfection of wisdom.But that's not the non-dual awareness that is the cause of a bodhisattva.
所以当我们修六度那个第六个般若波罗蜜的时候，就是谈到修这样的空性正见，就是当我们谈到无二，在那里谈到无二的时候，就是谈到能所无二。但是当那个无二不是现在记文中所提到的无二慧，因为这个无二慧是菩萨的因。
And so the word non-dual can mean different things in different contexts.
所以在不同的情况下呢，我们这个无二这两个字也有带来不同的意义。
So the non-dual awareness that is a cause of bodhicitta is an understanding that intellectually and conceptually does not cling to either absolutism or nihilism.
所以当我们谈到菩萨的因是无二慧的时候，这种无二慧还是以分别心而起，然后是我们在思维中了解到要不就是真实不是，就是没有到断见还是常见。
So those two, absolutism and nihilism, are called the two extremes.
那在英文我们说断见跟常见就是两种极端的邪见。
So absolutism is thinking that things have an inherent nature.
所以当我们说到常见的时候，就是我们认为所有的事物都有它自己具有的本性。
That they exist out there objectively.Unrelated to our own mind.
他们的存在就是在我们的外在啊，非常的客观，跟我们的心毫无相关。
So this is the fundamental grasping that is the cause of our samsara.
那这就是最基本的那种执着，而从中我们就一直在不断的轮回。
Okay, that's absolutism.
那这样就是常见。
Nihilism is the other extreme.And says, well, if things do not have an inherent essence, then they just don't exist at all.
那断见就是另外一个极端，那就是我们想说，哦，如果所有的事物没有它自己本具的那个自信呢，它就一定完全不存在，什么都不存在。
So that's an extreme, because things do exist, but they don't exist in the way we think they exist.
对，这也是一个很极端的想法，因为其实所有的事物是有存在，但是他们的存在的方式就以我们以无明的那种想法就完全相反，完全不一样。
Okay, so a very sharp faculty practitioner, yeah, somebody who's very bright, wants to know that attaining Buddhahood is possible, and to do that.They have to understand emptiness. Okay?
所以那些有善根的修行者，他们在修行的当中呢，他们心里是非常希望要了解能不能真的成正等正觉的佛。如果他们了解到这一点，他们才要去尽力去修菩提心和开始发智慧。
And they, They aren't prepared yet. They haven't accumulated enough karma, developed their wisdom enough to realize emptiness directly. So the first step in gaining emptiness is realizing that is overcoming the two extremes of absolutism and nihilism.
所以这些上根的修行者，他们心里会想：空性，我们真的能证悟空性吗？所以，但是他们还没有修足够的福报，还不能直接的去了悟空性正见。所以他们现在的层，在他们现在层次上的那种修行的法门，就是去了解到底什么是无二慧，这个离开常见跟断见无二的智慧。
So they do this by generating an inferential understanding of emptiness, not a direct perceiver.But an inferential understanding.
所以他们一开始不是以现前的意识去了解到空性，反而是他们用以分别心而起的推断，是叫彼度的意识，开始去了解什么是空性。
Okay, so if we're very sharp faculty practitioners, then before generating bodhicitta, we want to know.That it's possible to attain full awakening. And so we start meditating on emptiness.
所以如果我们是上根的修行者的话，在我们发菩提心之前，我们心里会想，到底真的能成佛果吗？那我们会先开始去修智慧，先开始去了解到底什么是空性，我能证悟空性吗？
And we start questioning how things appear to us.You know, it looks like the bell is out there, independent of our mind.
So we 开始问扪心自问，到底这些所有的事物这样显现出来，它 他们真实的存在是什么呢？我也用眼睛这样看得到这个隐性，就表示它存在吗？
Yeah, it objectively exists.
它看起来是很客观的一种存在，在我的身体之外，我的心之外的存在。
Yeah, and any idiot would know that's bad.
哎呀，什么白痴都知道啊，一看到就知道这是隐性嘛，不是吗？
So that's our ordinary view. But do things, does the bell really exist like that?
这是我们很凡夫的那种看法。但是如果我们真的去看，去观察的话，隐性真的有这种存在吗？这种客观的存在吗？
Okay, if we start dissecting the bell and we take away this part, and we take away this part, and we take away the handle, you know, is there a bell there? Is any part of the bell the bell?
如果我们开始啊剖析整个隐性，好像把那个打磬的那个锤子把它分散啊，把所有的部分分散，那还有一个隐性在那里吗？
Okay. We can't find the bell and the parts of the bell.
我们把隐性分散到它各个的分布，在那些分布中是找不到一个隐性啊。
And even if we put all those parts together, there still isn't a bell, because if none of the parts are a bell, how can the accumulation or the collection of non-bells become a bell?
但是当我们把所有的部分又 集合起来，也是找不到隐性，因为这些部分个个都不是隐性，所以你把所有不是隐性的部分放在一起，为什么会变成隐性？
Yeah. Now you might go, oh yeah, 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 what does that have, how does realizing there's no real bell there get me to enlightenment?
那可能你会觉得很闷啊，听到这一点，哎呀，我了解到这里没有隐性，对我有什么用？
Okay, well what about if the thing we analyze is our own sense of I?
但是如果我们去分析的是我们自己觉得有一个我的存在呢，那就不同了。
Yeah, so we did that a little bit yesterday.
所以昨天我们有花一点时间去分析这个问题嘛，对吗？ Yeah. 到底谁是我？
And when you really get into it and you really check everywhere in your body, and not one single atom of your body is I.
所以当你真的去分析真的去探索的时候，你发现哎，整个身体没有一个部分，没有一个原子到底是都不是我。
And not one single mind moment is I.
那我们的心连每一个刹那，连一个刹那都不是我。
And the collection of body and mind aren't me either.
当我们把心跟身体集合起来也不是我。
So then you may think, oh, but there's something that's really me, that's not my body and not my mind. There's some essence, like a real soul and a self. I can feel it inside. Me. Now do you feel that way sometimes? Yeah, me.
但是我们心里还是会有这种想法说，诶，在我的心里还是身体里还是有一个我在存在嘛，就是这就是我的本质啊，就好像一个灵魂，对吗？就在这里里面存在啊，你会不会有这种感觉？
Okay. When somebody in when you're cooking in the kitchen and somebody says, "Why did you cut the carrots that way? That's the totally wrong way to cut the carrots. You idiot! What are you doing?" Yeah.
就当你在大聊煮饭的时候啊，有人忽然进来这样跟你说，哎，为什么你把这些萝卜切到这么难看，完全切错了，你是笨还是什么？
Yeah.
真是好笨哎。
Then there's a very strong sense of me that comes up, isn't there? What are you talking about me and how I cut the carrots? The way I cut the carrots is just as good as anybody else. And don't you blame me for things that I'm not guilty of.You know, there's a very strong feeling of me, isn't there?
在那一叫，你的心声就很，又会涌起一个很强烈的我的那种感觉，对吗？你就心里在那里想，哎，你为什么要这样跟我说话？我切萝卜的方式是对的嘛？我切得很好，明明切得很好，你还来责怪我。
Yeah, so and that feeling comes.
That's right.
Yeah, there, right? Yeah, who they talk to me like that? Yeah. Okay, so we feel threatened. So this very strong feeling of me comes up that we have to protect that me.
So in that 刹那中呢，我们就好像觉得自己受到威胁，它就有很强烈的一种感觉，有一个我要一定要去保护这个我。
But what happens if we stop and ask ourselves, who is that me that is getting criticism? Who is that I that is defensive and angry?
但是在当下，我们能不能慢下来问自己，这个受批评的我到底是谁？那个开始感到愤怒的我到底是谁？
Yeah. When that person is saying, you can't cut carrots correctly. You know, are they talking about our body? Are they talking about our mind? Who's the person they're talking about when they're saying, oh, you don't know what you're doing?
对，在那一刻中的那个人这样跟我们说，哎，你什么都不会做，连切萝卜都切错了。他到底在谈你的身体，还是你的心？
Yeah, who are they talking about?
他们在批评谁？
Yeah? You're not your body, you're not your mind, you're not both together. Is there something else that's really you beside that?
因为你不是你的身体，也不是你的心，也不是身心的集合。那从五蕴之外，还有一个你吗？
Is there some kind of soul or self, some permanent thing that is truly me?
是不是有一个灵魂，一个长恒的灵魂，是真正是我的一个灵魂吗？
Yeah. If there were, then your body and mind could be here, and your I could be on the other side of the room, because it's unrelated to your body and mind.
如果有这样的灵魂的话呢，那你的身心可以坐在这里，那另外你的真实的我可以好像在那个墙壁的后面吧，因为那个真实的我跟你的身心是毫无相关的。
Yeah. Now if you go around saying my body and mind are here, but I'm over on the other side of the room, people are gonna call you cuckoo, cuckoo.
因为如果你到处说。哎，我的身心在这里，但是我真实的我其实在房间的另一个角落，那人家一定会觉得你已经发疯了。
Yeah. So when we investigate, who actually is getting criticized?
当我们探索的时候，是找不到啊，到底是谁在被人家批评？
Yeah. And who is it that's getting mad? Is your body mad?
是谁在愤怒呢？你的身体在愤怒吗？
Who's getting mad? When we really investigate, yeah, we can't find something that we can draw a line around and say, that is me.
因为我们一直这样的分析，一直这样的去探索，我们一直还是找不到我们能好像画一个圆圈说这是我的一个现象。
So when we realize that, then we're not falling to absolutism.
当我们了解到这一点，我们就是不会开始有常见。
But we may fall to nihilism because we may say, "Oh, I can't find me. There's no me that cut the carrots improperly. So there's no me at all. I just don't exist."
虽然我们不会堕落到常见，那可能也会堕到。断见，因为心里想，哎，没有人把那个萝卜切错了，那可能就没有人啊，就是没有一个我啊，就是这样。
Or you get nihilistic regarding ethical conduct, and you say, oh, there's no me, there's no good, no, there's no bad, I can do whatever I want because there's no karma, there's no results, nothing exists.
那也可能你会对道德行为也是产生同样的断见，心里想，哎，没有我嘛，无我，没有我，没有好，没有坏，没有业力，那我做什么都可以啊，可以去放逸。
Yeah, and this is, you know, these two, absolutism and nihilism, big problems, and all the scandals that we face in the Buddhist community come from those two.
对，常见跟断见真的是给我们带来很多问题。在佛社中所看到的丑事啊，都也是因为常见跟断见引起的。
Yeah. Somebody thinking, oh, you're having an absolutist view and saying, I really exist. I am special. I can do whatever I want. You know, I can be greedy. I can sexually assault the nuns.I can do whatever I want, yeah. Because they think they're filled with arrogance and conceit. So that's absolutism, and then they act improperly.
就好像一个人他如果有这种常见的话，他在那里想，我真的存在，我好特别啊，我可以去追求我所有的欲望。那我要去性侵犯出家的女众也可以，因为我很特别。
Yeah.
这就是常见所带来的问题。
Or they maybe meditate on emptiness, but they get the wrong conclusion, and then they think, oh, there's no me, there's no cause, no effect, no karma, no result. Again, I can be greedy, I can sleep around, I can do whatever I want because there's no karma and result.
还是他们也在观空性的时候，反而就是还是有颠倒的那种思想。反而心里想到，哦，就是没有我啊，没有业力啊，没有好，没有坏，那我要去做什么都可以啊，为所欲为。
Yeah. So a lot of ethical downfalls come because of this.
所以很多在道德上的堕落，就是因为常见跟断见而引起的。
Yeah. So just as a little digression here, you know, because we're talking among women, if any man, even a monk, even a Dharma teacher,Yeah, propositions you or tries to sexually assault you, you say no immediately and you report them.
对，因为现在我们是在女众中谈这个话题嘛，是法师真的是要强调说，如果有男众嘛，不是出家众还是法师如果他有对你做什么在性欲上的那些行动啊，还是有侵犯，一定要马上站出来说。你不可以这么做，马上要去报告。
Yeah. Don't think, oh, but this is a very important monk. He's very high. He thinks I'm special.
就心里不要去想，哎呀，这是个高僧大德啊，他觉得我很特别。
Yeah.
这是错误的想法。
Yeah, you are bhikshunis, even the lay women, you have every right to say no.And you report them.
对，身为比丘尼啊，还是女的居士，如果发生这种事情，马上要站出来报告。
Okay, so this is another digression that I went on.
对，就是稍微离题。
But it's an important one, a very important one.
虽然离题，但是这一点是非常重要，大家都要去注意。
Yeah. Oh.My boss is telling me it's time to take a break.
老板说是要休息。
Okay. Okay, so let's take a short break.
那好，我们短短休息一下，十分钟。
Okay, so we'll go to the next verse. Compassion alone is seen as the seed of a conqueror's rich harvest, as water that nourishes it, and as the ripened fruit that is the source of long enjoyment.Therefore, at the start, I praise compassion.
所以我们到第二个偈颂尾，现在是谈悲性于佛广大果，初有种子，长如水，常时受用若成熟，故我先赞大悲心。
Okay. So in this verse, Chandrakirti is really emphasizing great compassion.As the root of the other two causes of bodhisattvas, as the root of the bodhicitta like sugar cane and of the non-dual awareness that is the inferential understanding of emptiness that is free from absolutism and nihilism.
所以在这第二个寄送文中，月冲菩萨就真的要强调说，大悲心其实是其他两个因的主要的来源。那就是说，你要发菩提心之前，那个菩提像甘蔗有如甘蔗那么甜的菩提心，还有这个无二的智慧，它也是来自大悲心而缘起。
Here, compassion seen as the seed, okay, as the water that nourishes the seed, and as the harvest that results from the seed.
所以这里有三个比喻来讲大悲心。第一个是就是把大悲心比喻成种子，大悲心也是水，大悲心也是最后那个丰收的果。
Okay, so the compassion that's like a seed.Is the compassion at the beginning of our practice?
对，当我们把大悲心比喻成种子的时候，那就是我们在最初修行的时候所开始发的悲心。
Yeah. So this is the compassion that was mentioned in the previous verse, where we think of the kind of suffering, the three kinds of dukkha of sentient beings, and we cultivate compassion for them.
对，这就是我们刚才在第一个寄送文中所提到的那种悲心，就是我们看到所有的众生都有被三种不同的苦就是因为就这种三种苦我们发悲心，想让他们离苦得乐。
And we need this compassion, otherwise we're not going to generate bodhicitta and become bodhisattvas and become Buddhas.
如果我们没有在这很基本。发这种悲心的话，我们就不会继续修菩提心，不会成菩萨，也不会成佛。
Yeah. So together with all of the other meditations we do, you know, to generate renunciation, and so on, meditating on death and precious human life and so on, we need also to make sure we meditate on compassion and cultivate compassion now at the beginning of our practice.
我们现在在最初的修行生活，我们有关很多不同的话题吧，就是有关无常，有关相反人生等等，就也万万也不要忘记，一定要开始观悲心，开始发悲心。
Then compassion is also like the water that nourishes the crops, that make the crops grow.
那悲心也譬喻成水，那就是那个滋润所有的种子的水。
Okay. So in the middle of our practice, we need to continually meditate on compassion to make sure that our compassion stays. You know, we can't just meditate on compassion and then, okay, I feel compassion, now forget that meditation, go on to something else.No, we have to constantly nourish our compassion.
所以这就谈到我们在修行中那个中断的的整个过程，我们就还是要不断的去养育、去培育我们的悲心。虽然最初已经开始发悲心了，就不可以说哦，我已经关了悲心啊，那就好了啦，我就去学其他的科目啊，忘记不用再继续关悲心了。我们在中间的阶段还是一直不断的发悲心。
So sometimes we get depressed and we feel discouraged, don't we?
那可能我们会感到忧郁啊，还是感到灰心，会不会？
Yeah. Sometimes you look at yourself and say, "Oh, I'm never going to get anywhere in my practice."
有时你会不会对自己说，嗨，我这个人是永远也不会增进的。
Yeah, I have so much negative karma. I can't study well. I can't even cut the carrots right. I'm a failure.
啊，我这个就是业力深重啊！我什么书都读不好，连萝卜都切不好，我什么都做不好。
Okay.
好失败。
Then we go to our room. Poor me.
我们就去坐在疗房那里痛。
teacher to have compassion for me. Oh, my friend to have compassion for me. Oh.
对，现在像小孩子这样的，把大拇指放在嘴中啊，心里就想，哎呀，希望师父对我发悲心啊，让师父来关照一下我。
Yeah, right. So when we get like that, compassion is a really good antidote.
所以当我们的心有这种想法的时候呢，那悲心其实是一个很好的法药。
Okay. Now you may wonder, well, wait a minute. How is compassion for other people an antidote to feeling lousy about myself? Because I want other people to have compassion for me. So why should I exert my effort to have compassion for them? They should have compassion for me. Because things are so terrible in my life.
应该是别人去关怀我嘛，应该他们对我发悲心嘛。
Yeah. So I remember one time His Holiness the Dalai Lama talking about compassion being an antidote for low self-esteem, and I didn't really understand what he meant, you know. But he's my teacher, so I thought, okay, even though I don't understand it, I should think about it.
所以法师说，他有一次听到达赖喇嘛尊者开示说，其实要对治我们的自卑心，发慈悲心其实是最好的法药。那时候法师真的是不了解为什么尊者会这么说，但是因为就是他深信尊者是他的上师，他就会去比较去思维，去开始去行持。
And the conclusion I came to is when I feel lousy about myself, I'm being actually quite self-centered. My self-centeredness is very strong.And so my view is really limited. All I'm doing is thinking about me, I, me, 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 me. And all that emphasis on me is what's making me discouraged and feeling lousy about myself.
那法师说，就在他自己的思维的结论呢，就是了解到，当他感到很自卑啊，在那里自怜的时候，原来这是自我中心的想法很强烈，就一直在那里我的执着，是因为这样的不断的强调我，才使他感到非常的难过。
Yeah, oh, Chinese is very good. 我 is me.
那个我，因为我的意思就是很难过的意思。我
Yeah. So.But when we have compassion, our focus is not on ourselves, our focus is on others. And when we focus on the situation of others, it takes us away from all that unproductive self-centeredness.
但是当我们在发慈悲心的时候，我们的对象是其他的众生嘛。那就会转换我们的心，不是一直在强调自己的境况，反而去关怀到其他的众生。
Okay, because if I'm thinking about the suffering of other living beings, yeah, then I don't have time to think about how lousy I feel and exaggerate my own problems and feel sorry for myself.
因为如果我去关怀其他的众生啊，特别是在受苦的众生，那我就没有时间一直在那里为自己的问题啊执着，然后把自己的问题夸大，使自己感到非常的难过。
Yeah. And you know, and then that just completely kind of in some way solves the problem, because especially when I think about others' difficulties, their problems are actually so much worse than mine.You know, my problems are not so bad compared to those of other living beings.
每当我们能这样转换我们的专注的对象的时候，其实就完全解决了我们那个自卑的问题。因为从关怀其他的众生当中，我们就发现，其实他们的问题比我们的还惨，比还困难，还更多。
Let me give you an example. So I just came from the triple platform ceremony. I was a witness. And I usually wear these robes. So putting on Chinese robes was something quite unusual for me.
对，法师要举一个例子，就好像前几天呢，法师在三潭大戒那里做尊正嘛。然后我们平常就是搭藏传的僧服，就像现在一样，所以要搭汉传的僧服，其实是一个很独特的一个经验。
And you also bow in a way that's different than it, how we do in the Tibetan tradition.
那在汉传礼佛的方式也跟藏传礼佛的方式不一样。
So I'm wearing this big high chain and a seven strip robe and I'm trying to bow in a different way and when I come up, I'm stepping on the back of my high chain and the back of the seven strip robe and I can't stand up properly and I'm falling over and I'm making a mess.
法师说，当他搭的那个海青好大哦，又还要搭七一，然后他拜下去的时候就，那个脚就踩到那个海青跟七一，就站不起来，怎么办？就跪在那里，一直站不起来，好辛苦。
Yeah, and then the way you get up, you have to hold this robe with this hand and pull it this way, and this way goes here. And meanwhile, there's so much cloth all around, you can't find the floor to push up on.
你们在做礼拜的时候啊，这只手要撩衣啊，还有另外一只手还要放在地上，不懂做什么，就是还好多布料一找，连地上都看不到，那怎么办？
And I'm imagining here I am a witness at the triple platform ceremony, and the bhikshus are there, and all the candidates are behind me, and I try and bow, and I can't stand up straight.
法师在那里就感到很恐惧，说：“哎呀，他在那个三潭大戒是尊正的，然后他面前就坐着那些大比丘，后面都是戒指，然后他拜下去又站不起来。”
And this is a serious situation, and you know the biggest thing all the candidates are doing in their life, and then I'm going to botch it up by falling over, and then everybody's going to laugh, and the bhikshus are going to look like.
那法师说就开始很恐惧，说哎呀，这么庄严的一个典礼呀，对所有的戒指要发心受具足戒，是他们生中最重要的一个一刻，反而是法师在那里。把整个事情捣乱啊，那些比丘会看起来觉得，哎，这个比丘你到底是谁？
Yeah. And all the guys are going to say, who asked her to be a witness? She can't even bow to the Buddha, right?
那一般师傅就会说，到底是谁请这个尊正和尚来的？他连礼佛都不会礼。
Okay, so I had a little bit of anxiety.
So 法师说他之前就有点紧张，一点。
Okay.So this is, you know, I could really like sit there and go, oh, what happens if, you know, I can't stand up when I bow and I'm stepping on my robes.
对，我就说他可以坐在那里一直不断的焦虑嘛，在那里说啊，糟了，那怎么办？我连礼服都不会礼啊，如果礼服的时候搭了礼衣，那怎么办？
Yeah, I had the whole worst case scenario planned out.
他已经把最恶劣的状况已经想象出来了。
Yeah. So that was my problem, you know, this was a huge problem. Of course, there's over 7 billion human beings on this planet, and only one of them, has this problem, but that one happens to be me, so that makes it a really big problem, because it's my problem.
所以在当下法师说，这是一个对他来说是极大的一个问题，但在整个世界那个70亿的人口中，只有他一个人觉得这是问题。
Yeah, but then if I start thinking of the dukkha of other living beings and people not having enough food, and you know, in Syria, their families are getting killed by bombs, and.You know, all the different kinds of suffering that people have and animals have, You know, then my problem, which before seemed so enormous, is like, you know, this big.
所以如果我们在当下思维到，哎，其实其他人还有动物，所有的众生都在受各种的苦处嘛，好像这整个世界有些人都不够饭吃，都没有衣服穿，还是在叙利亚，好多人都还是在遭受到战争的痛苦。那我们这种在日常生活中的问题就显现得非常的渺小。
Okay, so that's how compassion in the middle of our practice nourishes us and keeps us going straight ahead without getting sidelined by anger and self-pity and things like that.
所以当我们在修行的中断的过程中，这样发悲心，就会让我们继续上轨道。养育我们的悲心，不要说堕落一直在夸大自己的问题而感到灰心退失。
Then the verse also says that compassion is like the ripened fruit at the end of the path that brings long enjoyment.
那这个记文中也说我们的悲心也就像大果，就是在我们种了这个种子一直在给它培育这个悲心的种子，也像我们可以享受的果实。
So it's compassion that enables the Buddha to teach, and through teaching, then all of us experience the wonderful results.
就是因为有发大悲心，佛陀才会教法，然后因为佛陀有教法，我们现在才可以有这个机会受用法的利益。
Okay.So that's how compassion is important, beginning, middle, and end of our practice.
所以在我们修行的整个过程中，在初到中到最后的阶段，悲心是非常的重要的。
Okay. So now we go on to the next verse. Like a bucket in a well, migrators have no autonomy. First with the thought I, they cling to a self. Then with the thought mine, they become attached to things.I bow to this compassion that cares for migrators.
那现在就到第三个偈颂，我们在那个黑板那里就说，最初说我而折我，执我，次言我所则着法，着法，执法，这里是写着，如水车转无自在，原生性非我境。
So here we're getting into this, and the verse that comes after that are talking about three kinds of great compassion.
所以第三跟第四个偈颂文就开始谈到有三种大悲心。
Okay. So the first kind of compassion is compassion for migrators, sentient beings who are going from one rebirth to the next.Up and down in samsara.
所以第一种是叫原生大悲，所以这种大悲就是发自于在不断的轮回的众生。
And this compassion sees the dukkha, the suffering of sentient beings.
那这种大悲心就是去观察到所有的众生所受的不同的苦。
And the analogy is to like a bucket in a well.
那就把这种大悲心，就把他们的苦比喻成好像在一个井里的一个水桶。
Yeah. Have any of you ever pulled a bucket in a well?
你们有几个人有用井去打水，在这井里打水？
Yeah. We're kind of spoiled now. We just turn on a tap and the water comes.
我们现在都被宠坏了，就是开水龙头水就。
Yeah, but there, you know, are still people in the world, and in previous times, our own ancestors had to get water from the well.
但是以前我们的祖先啊，还有现在世界各地还是需要用井去打水。
Okay. So if you look at it, there's the bucket. It's on a string, a rope, and then there's a pulley at the top.So that if you pull down on one side of the rope, the pulley makes the rope, pulls on the rope and makes the bucket come up.
当我们看到一个井的时候，对吗？里面有个水桶，然后水桶是用一个绳子绑到一个滑车，对吗？然后你就拉着另外一边的那个绳子，把那个水桶这样滑上拉上来。
广惠寺，
So it compares this kind of compassion to a bucket in the well and the way the bucket goes up and down. But I think everybody's getting distracted now by the drawing. Held by a very strong rope. And in the same way, sentient beings are very tightly bound to samsara by afflictions and karma.
So, the first thing is that this 水桶首先是由绳子被吸紧，对吗？那所有的众生也是被他们的烦恼吸紧，被锁在轮回的生死。
Yeah, we may want happiness and not suffering, but we keep creating the causes for suffering.Just like a bucket may want to be free, but it's held by the afflictions and karma, so it can't be free.
So we want to be happy, but still because of our ignorance and sorrow, we continually create suffering. Just like that water bottle, maybe the water bottle wants to be free, but it's held by the afflictions and karma, so we can't be free. So we also have the same in the reincarnation, we have our sorrows.
Okay, then the second way.That sentient beings are like the bucket in the well, is that the pulley, you know, at the top, it moves the bucket and makes the bucket go up and down. In the same way, our afflictions make us go up and down in samsara, getting reborn in lower realms, higher realms, lower realms, higher realms.
那第二个方面就是看那个水桶，就是靠着那个滑车的力嘛，被拉上拉下。那我们众生凡夫众生在轮回中，也是因为我们的烦恼的业力，就这样被推动啊。有时会推动到恶趣啊，下堕落恶趣；有时被拉上来到人间，还是天堂。但是之后就也是这样不断的上下。
So just as, you know, we're trying to be happy.And we think of ourselves as independent beings in control of our world. Yeah? Like the bucket, we're actually controlled. The bucket's controlled by the rope. We're controlled by our afflictions and karma.
So we always 幻想说自己好像很独立，这样可以自己去争取我们的快乐。但是其实我们就像这个水桶，是受了那个滑车的控制，而我们其实没有我们单独行为的那种
So when we think about this in terms of ourselves and in terms of every other living being, then compassion can arise.
所以当我们去意念到这是我们个人的情况，还有其实所有众生的情况，我们就很容易会发慈悲心。
Okay. Then the third way that migrating beings are like the bucket in the well. It's just like the bucket goes up and down all the time, up and down, and up and down, and up and down. We sentient beings migrating in samsara go from a higher rebirth to a lower rebirth, higher rebirth to a lower rebirth. It's like being on a Ferris wheel, you know, at the theme park, and you go up and you go down, and your stomach is like, up and down, and you can't get off.
所以第三个方面呢，就好像在那个水桶在水井里不断的上下，我们在轮回中也是不断的上下，就是升天呢，还是落地狱，就一直这样不断的循环，不断的流转，就好像在游乐场，怎么说呢，做那个大圈圈
轮，
摩天轮啊，一直做啊，但是就做到肚子痛，好不舒服。
Okay, then the fourth way that migrating beings are like the bucket is the bucket goes down very easily. All you have to do is let go of the rope, it goes down. But to pull up the bucket takes a lot of effort.
那第四个方面就好像那个水桶，我们需要花很大的力气把水提起来，但是那个水桶要降下去不需要费力，很容易的这样跌下去。
In the same way, it's very easy to create negative karma that makes us fall to an unfortunate rebirth, but it takes a lot of effort to create virtuous karma that will lift us up to a fortunate rebirth.
所以同样的，身为凡夫的众生要制造恶的业非常的容易，我们是非常容易堕落恶趣，但是我们要修善，要累积福报有善果的话，就非常就要去很努力很精进。
Okay. Then the fifth way the analogy works is just as the bucket goes round and round, up and down, without a beginning or end, under the influence of the 12 links of dependent origination, we go up and down and up and down in samsara.
那第五个方面呢，这个譬喻就是说那个水桶是无始无终一直在那里循环，那我们身为凡夫众生也因为十二缘起，我们也是在那里无始无终一直在轮回。
And just as the bucket seems to go up and down without a beginning or an end, we go up and down in samsara without a discernible beginning or end if we don't practice the dharma.
那就如这个 水桶啊，无始无终的在那个井里循环，如果我们不好好修行的话呢，我们在轮回中也是一样，不断无始无终的这样循环。
Okay. Then just as the bucket is constantly getting knocked against the side of the well, you know, it might have started out like a beautiful bucket and then it just gets banged aroundAnd then moss grows on it, and fungus grows on it, and it starts to smell, and, you know, it's all battered up. In the same way, sentient beings going up and down in samsara get battered. You know, they get worn down. They're constantly getting hit by suffering on all sides.
那第六点就是这个水桶啊，因为它一直这样上上下下，就不断的撞到那个水井的墙，被猛击。所以可能一开始那个水桶还是很美很新的时候，但是过了一段时间就开始被受创伤嘛，就开始臭啊，还是身上会长不同的就开始很肮脏这样。但是我就众生也一样，因为在轮回中就一直受苦，一直受苦的创伤。
So this is a meditation that we should do on a regular basis, looking at our own experience of being like a bucket in a well.
所以其实这是一个我们能时常去观想的六点，去想我们目前的境况到底为什么会譬喻成在一个井里的一个水桶呢？有怎么样的相似的共同点？
And when we do this, we see that all the faults of samsara,And that leads us to generate renunciation of samsara, which means renunciation of dukkha, renunciation of suffering, and the aspiration to attain liberation.
当我们在静坐的当中去观这六点的时候，我们就会开始真正的去了解到这个无始轮回在这个娑婆世界所有的过失，我们从中就会开始发很强烈的出离心。
So we need to meditate on our own experience and want to free ourselves before we meditate on other living beings' experience and generate compassion for them.
所以我们起初先要花时间去观我们自己的经验、自己的经历，了解到自己为什么要发出离心，我们之后才可以去开始对其他的对象、其他的众生开始发菩提心啊悲心。
If we don't do that, then our compassion risks becoming pity. And pity and compassion are quite different.
所以当我们如果没有先对自己的境况有这种了解的话，从而发出离心，如果我们这样去对待其他人发悲心的时候，就可能变成比较带着傲慢的那种怜悯心。
Yeah. Now lots of people when they come to the Dharma, they don't want to meditate on the faults of samsara because it kind of, you know, it's like popping the balloon. You know, we think we're having such a good time with our friends and things are going well. And then you do this meditation and you feel, I'm not in such a good situation.
那有些人进入到佛法的时候，他们就不喜欢去观这种自己在轮回中的过失，因为他们觉得，哎，我过得好好的啦，我的生活很快乐啊，我跟我的朋友一直在玩，觉得很开心嘛。有现在叫我去观苦，就感到哎呀，好，感到就是好，让我感到很难过的感觉。
I want to hear about light and love and bliss. I don't want to hear about dukkha and suffering.
有些人就会说，哎呀，我要听那种关于亮光啊，还是大悲心啊，慈悲心啊，菩提心，大乐的那种教义，不要跟我谈这种苦。
But when we meditate on the faults of samsara and our mind gets rather sober, actually there's a certain kind of calm and peacefulness in that mind.
但是当我们去关照到这个轮回的苦的时候，真正了解到轮回的过失，我们的心就开始非常的肃静，非常的冷静。
Okay. Because in comparison to our situation in samsara, all the things we get upset with on a daily life basis are actually quite insignificant.
因为当我们去真正的思维到我们在轮回中的苦，跟我们日常生活中的小问题相比的时候，我们日常生活的问题就变成非常的无谓，非常的渺小。
Yeah. So, you know, compared to the situation of being under the influence of afflictions and karma and taking rebirth in samsara again and again, my worry about looking foolish because I can't prostrate is really kind of dumb, isn't it?
所以比起说这个我们在不断轮回的苦啊，一直受了我们的无明和烦恼，一直在那里轮回。当如果法师这样相比成他刚才提到他为了礼佛而感到很恐，在那个三坛大戒礼佛一直怕出丑，那种问题真的是很渺小。
Yeah. In comparison to being under the control of afflictions and karma,Somebody scolding us because we cut the carrots wrong, who cares?
我们想到，哎，被我们的无明和烦恼所受的那种苦，那控制的苦，当有人这样批评我们的切萝卜切得不好，那种批评也是非常的渺小。
Yeah. Even compared to the suffering of being under the control of afflictions and karma, even having kidney disease or cancer or heart attack,It's not much suffering compared to that.
那我们跟我们被烦恼跟业力所控制的苦，你去相比，连得了癌症啊，还是肾脏有肾病啊等等，那种苦也是相比起来还是渺小。
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So then you stop worrying about all these stupid things. And you stop getting angry about all these stupid things. Yeah, then you don't need the package of tissues anymore. Because your mind is really focused on the Dharma. Then, based on our own wish to be free of samsara, then we think of other living beings being in the same situation under the control of afflictions and karma, and that enables us to generate compassion for them.
So, when we have this self-want-to-escape轮回的那种心态, 我们就下一步就开始去关照到所有众生所受的苦，而想发悲心，也使他们能脱离轮回的痛苦。And
as I was saying before, when we have compassion for others, we have a much broader view of life. Our mind is more expansive. There's the happiness that comes from acting with compassion towards other living beings.
那当我们发对其他的对象，其他的众生发大悲心的时候，那我们整个生命的观点就会完全的扩大，我们心里会感受到发大悲心的快乐。
Okay, so that's the first kind of compassion.
那这是第一种大悲心。
Okay, then the next verse talks about the other two kinds of compassion. And it says, homage to that compassion for migrators, seen as evanescent and empty of inherent existence, like a moon rippling in, a moon in rippling water.
所以其实分为四段偈颂，那最后两句就提到了两种，第二跟第三种大悲心。 那句文就是众生犹如动水月，见其摇动与空性。
So when we look at that verse and we interpret it to mean I pay homage to the compassion that sees sentient beings to be subject to moment by moment disintegration as fluctuating or evanescent as the reflection of a moon in water that is being stirred by wind.
所以最后两句就是赞叹这种大悲心，而那个大悲心是怎么去关照到众生的？那个大悲心就是去关照到众生每一个刹那一直在转变，每个刹那都是无常的在转变，还有他们也是它的本性是空的。
Okay, so just like the water, when it's stirred by the wind, it's changing moment by moment, it's fluctuating, it's evanescent, it doesn't remain the same.
就好像水一样，被风吹动的时候，就一直在那里摇动、飘动，每个刹那一直在转变，没有一个刹那都是同样的。
In the same way, sentient beings are impermanent, changing moment by moment.
那凡夫也一样是无常的，众生都一直在每个刹那中一直在转变。
We feel quite the opposite, don't we? We feel quite permanent, stable.
Yeah. 我们自己的感觉上好像自己是恒常的嘛，
yeah.
是吗？
Oh, aging, that happens to other people, and death definitely happens to other people.
我们心想，哎，老化是发生在别人的身上的事情啊，死也是一样。
But I'm young and I'm healthy. I have my whole life before me. I don't have that problem of aging.
现在我还年轻，我还健康啊！我一生中还有很长的路要去走，我不是不会老化的，我是不是我不是无常的。Yeah,
I'm always going to be young.
我永远就会这么青春，那么年轻，不是吗？
Yeah, that's the way we feel, isn't it?
我们心里会这么想。
Yeah, you look at your parents, and yeah, they're old. Your grandparents, they're really old. But that's them, their generation. My generation is never going to be like that.
我们看到父母啊，对，他们是老，看到我们的更老，我好像爷爷奶奶那一辈，哦，他们非常的老，但是我们这一辈是不会老化的嘛，我们永远会年轻。
Yeah, we feel that we're kind of permanent. Yeah, there's a permanent me here.
我们就一直这样想，我们自己是恒常的啊，有一个恒常的我存在。
And we don't realize that moment by moment by moment, yeah, we are aging, we are changing. There's no permanence in, no permanent self, and no permanence in our life.
但是我们就没有察觉到，在每一个刹那中，我们一直在老化，一直在转变。其实我们整个生命中就没有这个恒常的我，没有一个恒常的生命。
And I remember, you know, when my teachers were teaching this, and I was young, and they would always say, if you, you know, just wait until you're old, and you look in the mirror, and you see what you look like, you know, and then.You confront being old. And, you know, I heard that again and again and again. I said, yeah, someday. you know, and they would say, oh, yeah, it's rather shocking, you know, if we would go from our present age to being old, you know, in the course of a day, we would be shocked looking in the mirror. We would be shocked at even how we could move our body.And I would say, yeah.
法师说他年轻的时候听到自己的上司给这个无常的教义的时候嘛，比如说，哎，你老的时候啊，当你自己去照镜子，一定会感到很惊吓。还有，如果你在一天内，今天年轻，明天就老化，一定是感到很恐怖。那时候法师就心想，是啊，觉得不以为然。
Yeah, but let me tell you, it really is a shock.Yeah. You know, when you're young and your knees work very well and you can bow easily, and then when you're older and your knees don't work so well.
Yeah.
Then a few months ago, I had cataract surgery.And, you know, so I could see much better. Then I looked in the mirror when I came back and it was like, oh my God, there's all these wrinkles and all these freckles and all these marks. You know, I couldn't see any of them when I had cataracts.
所以几个月前法师去割那个白内障，割了之后他去照镜子，第一次看到，哦，我这么多皱纹，这么多老人斑。
Yeah.
以前有白内障都看不到。
And then, you're at the airport and you have to go through the metal detector and they say, are you 75 yet? Because if you're 75, you don't have to take off your shoes and these things. And they say, are you 75 yet? And you're nowhere near 75 and they ask you that? Do I look like I'm 75? What are you saying that to me?
就好像到了飞机场的时候嘛，对吧？要过关口的时候啊，有那个探测器是吗？就他会问法师，哎，你是75岁了吗？如果过了75岁，就不用这样做。法师就说啊，我都没有靠近75岁嘛，我都还不到70岁，为什么有人问这种问题
？Yeah, and then you know you start using analogies, comparing things to maybe.TV programs or people who were famous when you were little. And now all the young people, they have no idea what you're talking about. They look like you, like you're a dinosaur, you know, because you lived at the time of, you know, before the China was even unified, you know, way before the Tang Dynasty, you know, you're that old. Because you're talking about these TV programs and people that they have no idea of.
那法师说跟人家交谈的时候啊，他所做的譬喻、提出的电视节目啊，那些明星啊，现在的年轻人都全部都听不，都不认识他们了，就看着法师好像他是一个恐龙，是恐龙时代生出来的吧？在唐朝之前，连中国还未产生之前所生的。
Yeah, they look at you like.Well, you're in pretty good shape considering you were born in the Tang Dynasty.
看法师说，哎，你是唐朝出生的吧？
Okay, it's really rather shocking.
真的会感到很惊吓。
Yeah, so just remember when you get that old, I told you so.
那你自己要记得，当你老的时候，要记得法师已经跟你说过了。
Yeah. Okay, I told you from my own experience.
我从自己的经验跟你已经说过，会发生这种事。
Okay, so this is standing for a compassion that sees sentient beings as impermanent.
所以这是第二种大悲心，就是大悲心会关照到所有的众生是无常的。
And seeing sentient beings as impermanent, as not having a permanent, partless, independent soul or self, then that deepens our compassion.
所以当我们观照到众生其实没有一个恒常、单一、独立的灵魂，还是一个我，那我们对他们的也会开始发慈悲心。
Okay, then the third kind of compassion, I'm hurrying now.
现在要开快车了。第三种大悲心。
Is saying homage to the compassion that sees sentient beings who, appearing to exist inherently, are actually like the reflection of the moon and water, devoid of inherent existence.
所以第三种大悲心就是说，好像我们凡夫每次以为众生其实是具有他一个自信，但是其实有这种大悲心，就观照到众生其实像水月一样，它其实是空的。
So that's called compassion to for the unapprehendable.
那第三种大悲心就是叫无缘大悲。
Okay. Now, what does unapprehendable mean? It means that things cannot be apprehended as inherently existent.Because they don't inherently exist.
当我们谈到无缘是什么意思呢？就是无什么东西是无缘，我们不能意识到众生是有本质，众生是有自性的。
So this means seeing sentient beings as empty of inherent existence.
对，这里就是谈到我们要去观照到所有的众生其实是有空性的，空无自性。
Yeah, they don't have an independent.I and an objective I that inherently exists, and so we have compassion for them.
对，众生是没有一个独立、一个客观存在的我，就因为这样，我们就对他们发大悲心。
Because this really helps us see sentient beings dukkha in a different way, that they don't exist with an inherent essence.Yet they hold themselves to exist in that way, and that's the source of all their suffering.
因为从中我们就会了解到，虽然众生没有那种本质的自信，但是我们一直在那里执着，一直在那里幻想我们有这种自信，而从中就制造了很多苦。
Okay, so those are those three kinds of compassion. When we think of the sentient beings like Bucket and Noel.It's the compassion for the suffering sentient beings, seeing sentient beings as the bucket that's impermanent, seeing sentient beings as the water that's impermanent, getting pushed around by the water, is seeing sentient beings as impermanent and lacking a permanent, partless, independent self. And then seeing sentient beings as being like a reflection,The moon's reflection in water, appearing inherently existent, but not being that way, like there appears to be a real moon, but there's no real moon, that's the third kind of suffering, the third kind of compassion, seeing compassion for the unapprehendable.
那这就是三种大悲心，第一种那个原生大悲就是好像刚才提到的，把众生譬喻成水井中的水桶，看待他们在六道轮回的那种苦，那是第一个。那第二个缘法大悲，就是了解到众生就像那个被风吹动的水，完全是无常的，每个刹那一直在改变。那第三种大悲心就是那个无缘的大悲， 就是了解到众生其实就像水月一样，看起来是有一个自性存在的月亮，还是看起来是有一个自性存在的众生在那里，但是其实他们真正存在的方式是毫无那种自性本质的存在。
And generating that compassion, then we can generate bodhicitta, we can become bodhisattvas, then we have an expansive mind, a joyous mind that is on its way to full awakening and takes total delight in being of service to sentient beings.
如果我们能发这三种大悲心，那我们就开始下了那个种子，可以发大菩提心。我们修行上的生活就会感到很大的欢喜，不断的修习到我们成佛果。
And with that, we'll dedicate the merit.
我们这样就可以回向功德了。